You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Liza, and this is our last segment for this show. We call it our Community Connection segment. Liza, you have us involved in another fun activity to build our community, don't you?
Of course I do.
I know. Never, I love that about you.
Never a dull moment.
Nope.
With all this free time that we have, right?
Exactly. So why don't you give everybody just a general explanation about this virtual town hall we're going to be hosting on Saturday, May 21st.
Yes, that is correct. Saturday, May 21st, we're going to have a virtual town hall for caregivers, and it's an opportunity for caregivers to connect. There'll be a series of questions that will be asked. And then how it's going to work is they can listen to us either on the radio or on the Devil Radio app, and then they can join the town hall via chat. So what you want to do is go to our website, empoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
Okay.
You can register for the town hall there. They'll send you a link to fill out a survey after you register. And then the day of the town hall, you just get on your computer. We'll ask some questions. You can type in your responses. And then those responses will be collected anonymously. And
okay.
They will be used to promote change within our local and state government.
Okay. And we are not the only ones doing this, right?
No. A organization out of Chicago is put this together, and there are town halls taking place throughout the country.
Okay. And the social studies teacher in me was like, all right, I get this, Liza. This is a town hall. Old school town halls, you would have the legislators, especially if they were running for re-election, come to literally the town hall in the town, and all of the constituents would show up and throw questions at them and tell them, you know, what was going on, what they were concerned about, and that was how the legislators got their information. So when you said it was going to be a virtual town hall, I was thinking, well, now that's interesting. Are we going to a town hall? No, we're not going to a town hall. So again, will you just kind of recap for everybody what's going to actually happen that day?
Sure. So what will happen that day is we are going to be live on the air.
Okay.
We're going to ask a series of questions for caregivers, and they can record their answers via the chat. You'll have access to the chat when you sign up, when you register.
Okay.
At the Empowered Caregiver Community.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can participate that way, so we can hear your story, what your needs are, and where we need to make changes.
So they aren't going to be actually on the air with us?
No, they will not be on the air. And in fact, it's not even really on Zoom. So you can wear your pajamas or wear nothing at all.
And we know that empowered caregivers might be doing that, right? Because
yes.
They've got a lot going on. They might not have time to take care of business.
Yes.
Okay, so I think I'm envisioning this. We're going to be live. What are we going to be doing on the radio show?
So on the radio show, we are going to be asking the questions that we will be asking in the chat as well. And then we're going to have some caregivers and hopefully some legislators in the office to hear what's going on the ground.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the hour that we're going to be live, and again, folks, this is Saturday, May 21st, and our show runs from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So far, it's all been pre-recorded, but this is going to be our first time that we're live. Okay.
Wait.
Evan. She just made a face at me, Evan. I'm not supposed to say that.
Mike told me that we can't say that. That it's pre-recorded. Always not listening.
Oh, sorry, you weren't hearing us.
I heard you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So can we just go back to that?
We're not supposed to say it's pre-recorded?
I don't know. I don't see any issue with it. I really don't. But, you know, if you want to sort of maintain the...
Well, if it's pre-recorded, aren't there supposed to be like some disclaimers or disclosures or something that go off before the show?
I don't think there's any rules.
Okay. Oh.
Well, Liza got the sense from Mike there was.
Yeah, Mike gave me a... whatever, but anyway,
well, and he would know,
right? So I don't want to piss off Mike, so let's go back to I don't know, can you find our, like you did one time, you found our voice for us?
Sure.
And then we'll pick up from there, please.
One sec.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.